Get updates from David Glenn on Twitter by following at David Glenn Show.
I've covered a lot of Wolfpack coaching searches. I have seen where the Wolfpack swung and missed on their A-list targets, swung and missed on their B-list targets, started talking to their mid-major targets, and even they said no. In the previous searches that I covered, I mostly knew which people were going to say no. Heck, we had radio shows live where every other call I was trying to say, Rick Barnes is not coming. Billy Donovan is not coming. John Calipari is not coming. Greg Marshall is not coming. And the smart fans would understand, and the crazy ones would get mad at me and send me angry stuff, only to realize that I was right all along. Believe me, if there were examples of where I was wrong in those previous searches, they'd still be hung over my head. That didn't happen. And so the reason is because I know a lot of these coaches. I'll guarantee one thing. If this search gets to the mid-major level, those guys are not going to say no. In put it a different way, I personally know two mid-major coaches who are on state's list. They are not at the top of state's list. But they have been asked, if this search later turns to you, would you take this job with this kind of money at this kind of contract term? And the answer is yes. And for some, I would think, obvious reasons, I can't give all the names to all the coaches that I talk to. But for example, I personally know four mid-major coaches who are on the Wolfpack's list. Two of them said they would not be interested. And two of them said they would absolutely, positively take the job. So what I can't tell you is whether the Wolfpack search is going to end up at the mid-major level. In fact, I believe, and this is just my opinion, I believe that the Wolfpack search is not going to swing and miss at the A-list and the B-list. Now, they're already swinging and missing at some. Those who still believe Archie Miller is coming from Dayton are going to be disappointed, right? You mentioned John Calipari. I assume you were joking about that. Anybody who's dreaming of Sean Miller and John Calipari is also delusional and needs to seek psychological help. But the large majority of Wolfpack fans are not those crazy ones. They're the ones who say, well, duh, I know Sean Miller and John Calipari's not coming. I knew back then Cal and Billy Donovan weren't coming, or Rick Barnes wasn't going to be taken away from Texas. But there were others that were more surprising no's in previous searches. I believe the Wolfpack has a great chance of getting a proven head coach from higher than the mid-major level. Most people, I think, know what I mean by that. Like, Kevin Keats is a prominent mid-major success story at UNC Wilmington in the Colonial. Will Wade is a prominent mid-major success story at VCU. Now, Archie Miller is also a prominent mid-major name, but again, members of Archie Miller's own family do not believe that he has any interest in the NC State job. I mean, that's as clearly as I can put it. If Archie Miller surprises Wolfpack Nation, he's going to be surprising members of his own family who know that he loves his alma mater, he respects his time there, he understands his alma mater, he loves Wolfpack Nation, he just doesn't see it as the right fit for him right now. But the good news, I would hope, is that I personally know two strong resume mid-major head coaches who absolutely, positively would take the NC State job if it came to them. I'll leave until later whether I think Kevin Keats of UNC Wilmington or Will Wade of VCU or another mid-major coach would be the best fit at NC State. The main reason I say that is I don't think this search, folks, the last several searches got way down the ladder, okay? When Sidney Lowe was hired, your A-list, your B-list, and your C-list all said no. When Mark Gottfried was hired out of the ESPN broadcast booth, your A-list, your B-list, and your C-list all said no. And those who know what they're talking about know that I am not exaggerating things. I don't exaggerate things to the negative, and I don't exaggerate them to the positive. I'm just not wired that way. And I'm telling you, if I were in your shoes, I'd be more optimistic this time. Why? I talk to coaches. I talk to agents. I talk to athletic directors. And in the case of those two mid-major coaches that for now I cannot name, absolutely, positively, if they come to me, I'm saying yes. I didn't hear that 6 years ago, leading into the Mark Gottfried hire out of the broadcast booth. I didn't hear it. Was it 11 years ago when State essentially ran out of targets? And it's like, all right, well, Sidney Lowe played here and helped win a national championship, and he doesn't have any head coaching experience in college, but Oh, and he's got to finish his college degree just to be eligible to take this job. And we're going to have to scramble at the last minute just to get that T crossed or dot. You know, I mean, that was an absolute train wreck. And Sidney Lowe's tenure also was an absolute train wreck. It will not be that bad this time. It just won't be. I asked Jay Billis whether he thought enough had changed to make it a better job than it was. Somebody I talked to this morning in the coaching world said, the NC State job right now is better than it's been in the last 15 years. And part of the reason for that is Mike Krzyzewski is over 70. Roy Williams is in his late 60s. Those two schools, at some point, we still don't know when, do have major transitions coming. And it's hard to follow a legend. And even if you have highly qualified successors, there's often a little bump in the road. And that provides an opportunity for not just NC State and whoever's coaching the Wolfpack, but, you know, everybody else is envisioning. If you're Buzz Williams at Virginia Tech, you're glad that Duke and Carolina have to go through transitions. If you're Tony Bennett at UVA, you're glad that those two and Jim Boeheim's over 70 and the Orange are going to have a coaching transition in the next couple years. It's not a zero-sum game exactly, but it helps you when others have to deal with tricky transitions. And that does, not in the eyes of every coach, they're all different. A State fan will say, DG, I can't believe this national media member quoted some coach anonymously who said it's a bad job. And somebody else who hates State will say, DG, I can't believe this idiot media member quoted some other coach anonymously who says the Wolfpack job is a great job. Neither one is lying. I don't know why this is so hard to explain. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right? I had my own poll of 10 sitting college basketball coaches. I asked them to answer, is the State job great, bad, or good? You remember the results, Darren? 2 said great, 2 said bad, and 6 said good. Jay Billis says it's good, right? So that's 80% who say it's good or great right now. 20% say it's bad. They have their reasons. It might be Wolfpack Nation. It might be an off-campus basketball facility. It might be a 30-year drought without an ACC title. It might be they don't like the athletic director. It might be something else, right? But it can be both true that some of those guys see it as a bad job and some of those guys see it as a great job. I don't see what's so unorthodox about that. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. The good news bottom line, again, is that I don't believe this search, it's not going to get all the way to the Sidney Lowe D list, and I don't even think they're going to have to ask a mid-major coach to take this job. I think there are more proven head coaches higher in the ladder who already have indicated serious interest in the NC State job through a search firm. Do you know how search firms work? Because NC State has hired, it's called like Parker Executive Search. You know how that stuff works? Like, would you know the answer? Does an AD pick up the phone and call the head coach who's a target, and they just talk here on March 2nd? Unless there's a very strong pre-existing relationship, that direct phone call does not happen. And it leads to a lot of realities, one of which if your number one target goes a long way in the NCAA tournament as the coach, the head coach of a tournament team, you can't hire your next coach for a long time, right? What if your number one target makes a run to the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight? The way this stuff works behind the scenes, yes, school contacts search firm, which contacts either the agent or the coach or both, and there's back-channel communication. But the person-to-person in-depth interview slash conversation does not happen 9 times out of 10 or more until that coach is done with his current job, or his current season would be the better way to put it. And in fact, if you push too hard on that, what if you believe you can get this really high-profile guy who has another great team and might go a long way? You push him too far after he gives preliminary interest, you can actually alienate the guy who gave you preliminary interest in your job. If you say, man, I'm not sure I can wait all the way until March 27th or whatever, well, now you're insulting the guy because he's saying, I'm doing a disservice to my current school and, most importantly, my current players if they don't have my full attention as we try to win this next game in March Madness, right? So it's an incredibly tricky balancing act that needs to be done the right way, and especially for the highest profile candidates who have shown preliminary interest through back channels, through the search firm, you got to be delicate. You got to be patient. You have to wait. Again, I've been in the trenches for several of these searches in a row. The last few times, I've been telling you, the A-list and the B-list and the C-list are all very likely to say no. That is not the case this time. Archie's not coming. Cal and Sean Miller aren't coming. I don't think Greg Marshall and some of the other names are thrown out are coming either. But the mid-major coaches, at least half of them, are very interested in the Wolfpack job. And I believe there are those higher than the mid-major level, sitting head coaches, some of them with teams who are doing really well right now. I believe, not just shot at the dark, throw it at the wall, believe, but because of the people I talk to after 30 years of covering this stuff, I believe that several candidates of that higher job description have already indicated preliminary interest in the Wolfpack job. Doesn't mean you'll get them, for sure, but isn't it nice to know that at least a couple of high-profile mid-major head coaches have already said, yes, if the Wolfpack later turns to me, I am excited about taking that job. Folks, that is not what I heard 1, 2, 3, or 4 Wolfpack searches ago. It is what I'm hearing directly out of the horse's mouth in a couple of cases this time. And if I'm Wolfpack Nation, I'm celebrating that the disaster scenario is not anything like the worst-case scenario. You get an up-and-coming mid-major coach, and that's your worst-case scenario? Folks, that's infinitely better than what we've lived through with Wolfpack basketball searches over the last 20-plus years.
Miss the latest edition of the David Glenn Show? Get caught up at accsports.com/David Glenn.